This is the Seedbed Daily Text, the second half challenge, the problem with protein shakes. Hebrews 5:11-14. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Consider this. I was greeted with a text message this morning by one of my favorite daily text readers. I call her Aunt Betty. In response to yesterday's entry about milk, meat, or a protein shake, she responded, "Where does the peach milkshake fall?" along with a squinty face, tongue hanging out emoji. Aunt Betty, like so many of you, is becoming family. That's how I see you. We are actually blood family, bonded by the blood of Jesus. We are encouraging one another and building each other up, as long as it is called today. We're walking in the light as Jesus is in the light, living in the kingdom, now breaking in on the present evil age. The old has gone. The new is come. We have been crucified with Christ. We have been raised with Christ. We are being transformed with ever-increasing glory, from one degree of glory to the next, which comes from the Holy Spirit, because we are living by the Holy Spirit. We are training in godliness, not striving after some behavioral standard, but abiding in a surrendered state of grace. We are learning to behold Jesus, and as we behold Him, we mysteriously and miraculously become like Him. This is the second half of the gospel, and we are in it together. Now, about that peach milkshake, Aunt Betty found out I was taking my daughter to college and that one of the possible routes would pass through her town. So she sent it to me. I stopped, and she treated me to a peach milkshake at Chick-fil-A. It brings me to the question of the day. What is the problem with a protein shake? You know what the problem is. A protein shake is neither protein, nor is it a shake. It is neither milk nor meat, really. It is powder and water. The powder is a substitute for meat, and the water is a substitute for milk. Seeing the point, aren't you? So let's make the leap to the life hid with Christ in God, also known as the Christian life, also known as the second half of the gospel. Today's text references, quote, the elementary truths of God's Word as milk. Then this bit about the meat. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. Most of us have had our share of training in these elementary truths of God's Word. Maybe it was through some form of catechesis growing up. That said, most people in, quote, the church have not even had this level of training. Most of us moved on from the elementary teachings and perhaps have engaged in a lot of Bible study. Did we really get the meat there? Or was it just more substantial information about the Bible? Again, not bad, but are we really, quote, acquainted with the teaching about righteousness? This teaching about righteousness is not a body of knowledge. It is a way of knowing that gets way beyond knowledge. It is not the next Bible study. It is the second half of the gospel. It brings this word from Jesus to mind when he said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Matthew 6:33. Honestly, I have always focused on the first part, the kingdom of God, but left that second part alone, his righteousness, not really knowing what to do with it. I think I'm beginning to learn. Maybe I'm finally almost onto something here. The prayer. Jesus, I belong to you. You are my Lord and my God. I receive your life in exchange for my life, all of it, right now. I no longer live. You live in me. I have been crucified with Christ. I have been raised with Christ. The old has gone. The new is come. Now what? Come, Holy Spirit, and lead me into the supernatural human way of Jesus, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. The question. So tell me about your milk. Meat? Protein shakes? How much protein is in your daily devotional? Protein shake. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.